From Cape Town, you can check us out on Instagram. It is all going down this morning for breakfast and coffee at the infamous Swan Cafe on Bateman Street, the mother city. I can tell you it's a beautiful day here in Cape Town. We are alive and well, and we are roaming the streets, making friends and causing trouble as per usual. You would expect nothing less. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Your headlines.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
President Ramaphosa cancels leave for Eskom executives, and ASAP Rocky gives concert in Sweden after assault conviction.
Mamelodi Sundowns beat Stellenbosch 3-1 in a postponed PSL clash, and Juventus comfortably beat Bayer Leverkusen, and I'll have all the other Champions League results for you at 7:30.
Good morning. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. President Cyril Ramaphosa says there will be no leave for key Eskom staff members until January to ensure that South Africans have no load shedding on Christmas Day. He addressed a media briefing at Megawatt Park in Johannesburg yesterday following his meeting with cabinet ministers and the Eskom board on what led to the latest bout of severe load shedding.
We also felt that there needed to be more accountability at the management level so that there should not be blame shifting. And I have instructed all managers and executives that all leave is cancelled. If we are to have the system restored to stability, all leave from now on until January is cancelled.
Meanwhile, NUMSA has rejected President Ramaphosa's contention that sabotage was partly to blame for the load shedding. NUMSA's Phakamile Hlubi-Majola.
We are quite surprised to hear these allegations of sabotage, which are being used as the basis of an excuse for the shocking levels of blackouts. As NUMSA, we've been on record consistently to say from the beginning, load shedding is as a result of the failure of leadership at Eskom. There has been a complete failure to deal with maintenance since 2012.
Lobby group AfriForum, on behalf of the family of slain soccer star Senzo Meyiwa, has called on the NPA to open an inquest into his murder. The Meyiwa family approached AfriForum to assist with investigating Meyiwa's murder, which remains unresolved 5 years later. AfriForum CEO Kali Creel.
The best positive part of an inquest is that you will have people under oath. The 8 people that were in the house, they will have to give evidence under oath, and advocates now will be able to cross-examine them. And we know, of course, cross-examination is one of the best tools one has to make sure that we unearth the truth.
The community of Chatsworth, south of Durban, is appealing to law enforcement authorities to stop the drug scourge by using intelligence services to get to the kingpins. Residents engaged with Deputy Justice Minister John